USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McCraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. It happened days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was a recitation of what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA convention in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The U.S. Forest Service says it was responsible for what became the largest fire in New Mexico history. The agency says investigators determined the Calf Canyon fire was started by a holdover or sleeper fire from a federal pile burn that concluded near the end of January. Though crews monitored the fire for a couple of days following the conclusion of the burn, the Forest Service says it remained dormant and survived three winter snow events before reigniting, escaped containment lines in April, and was significantly spread by a wind event. The Calf Canyon fire then merged with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was also started by an escaped federal prescribed burn. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman on Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client with Democratic ties when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and former President Trump's company before the 2016 campaign, hoping to deliver an October surprise that would have handed the election to Hillary Clinton.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The number two official in the Lone Star State is defending the parents who were pushed away for asking officers to go into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says waiting to rush the school gunman in Uvalde was the wrong decision. This as we learned that many parents were pushed away by police when they urged them to go into the school. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says parents had a right to be frustrated with law enforcement.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Patrick says he and other state leaders were told that a security officer was on campus, but that turned out to be false. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You can listen to us online anywhere. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.